Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Fred. And I'd like to start with the comment that people make mistakes. I think it's almost impossible to be human and not make mistakes. And that brings me to the topic of this past Sunday, which was the Good Shepherd Sunday, where Jesus is portrayed to us as the shepherd who takes care of the sheep. He provides for them. He protects them. He leads them. He is their friend. And the sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. They obey him. They know they're safe with him. Others climb over the fence or break in the back way. These are not the shepherds. These are the thieves who hurt the sheep. And from that, I'd just like to make it a more human example to start off with the idea that people make mistakes. And I like to use an illustrative story that I heard the other day. I thought it was wonderful. I read it in a local church newsletter. It talks about a classroom teacher, I think first grade, who is presiding over the children who are doing watercolor. And she's telling the children to pay attention, do their job, to make sure they're careful with the watercolors. But there's one little girl, and she's a sweet little girl, but she decides that she doesn't want a watercolor. She wants to dance. She wants to entertain the people in her section by dancing. And so she gets out of her seat, and she starts waving her arms and swinging her body and dancing because that's what she wants to do. But that's not what she's supposed to do. And so the teacher says, now, sit down and pay attention to your work. But the girl ignores the teacher and continues to dance and sway and swing her arms, when suddenly in one of these swings of her arms, as she swings around, she knocks over the water can, it spills all over the table, spills all over the floor, and spills onto another student's desk. And suddenly the entire class looks up in shock. These first graders don't know what's going to happen. They're amazed and they're frightened because something is wrong. Something has happened. Someone has made a very big mistake. And what is going to be the consequence of it? They can see the water spill. They know who did it. But they're looking at the teacher to see the response. And so the teacher very wisely grabs the paper towels, goes over to the desk, bends down with the child and says, you know, people make mistakes. Let's clean this up together. She takes a wad of paper towels and gives it to the little girl. And as they bend over to sop up the water, she says to the little girl, now, you are finished with dancing, aren't you, for today? You're not going to dance anymore, are you? The little girl, contrite and repentant, says, no, teacher, I'm not going to dance anymore. And she says, well, let's go ahead, clean up this mess. And as soon as that happened, there was like, as it were, a sigh of relief from all the classmates. And they turned around back to the desk and went back to work as though nothing had happened. I think this is a wonderful illustration of compassion, of forgiveness, of understanding, and of confession even, and definitely of love. The little girl was a little girl. She didn't know really any better. Maybe she knew that she shouldn't be doing that. But she's a little girl. She wants to do what she wants to do. It was fun for her. She thought that was a great thing to do. And so she's going to entertain other people and do the dance. That's not what she's supposed to do. And in the context, she's wrong. But, you know, okay, people make mistakes. And when she makes the mistake, and it's a grievous mistake, she spills the water all over her painting, all over the other people at the desk painting, onto the floor, and onto the adjoining desk. So it's not an action without consequence. Other people suffered because of that consequence. Their paintings were ruined. Their day was hurt. They were hurt. But the teacher quickly comes over and says, you know, people make mistakes. Compassionate, understanding, embracing, kind, forgiving. But she doesn't just forgive. So this is just show compassion. She says, let's clean this up together. The intimation is that there's a mess here, and the evidence of it is here, but we can do it together. She doesn't yell. She doesn't have a temper tantrum. She doesn't punish. She doesn't send the girl into the corner. She says, let's do this together. Let's clean up the mess. And they do. But even that is not enough. She says to the little girl quietly, now, you are finished dancing today, aren't you? There will be no more dancing, will there? And the little girl understands that gently and carefully, she's being corrected. She's being reminded of what she did gently, easily. And she says, no, teacher, I'm not going to dance anymore today. I think the teacher may have even added, I would have, at least not today, dear. Maybe some other day you can dance, but not today. And so she gave the little girl forgiveness, acceptance. And she kept her inside the group. She kept her inside the classroom. She didn't ostracize her, cast her out, or make her, an outsider because she was being punished. And the class didn't know what was going to happen. They were frightened. Something extraordinary, out of the ordinary, had happened. Something that they knew was wrong. Something that was damaging to the little girl, to the other students, to the environment of the classroom, and even insulting to the teacher. But the teacher had acted in an understanding, compassionate, accepting way and showed love and forgiveness. How wonderful that is. And everything went back to normal and everybody moved along into their future, including the little girl and the rest of the class. You know, that says so much to us about forgiveness, about people make mistakes. Human beings make lots of mistakes. The question is, what are they going to do about it, and what are we going to do about it? Let's start with us. The teacher saw it, understood it. Maybe, I don't know what her emotions were, but she knew that her task in life was to make it right, to correct the wrong carefully, but to forgive it so as to restore peace and tranquility in the classroom. And that's what the teacher did. We're called to do that too when other people make mistakes. We can rant, we can rave, we can scold, we can say all kinds of negativity to the person about what they did. But is that really the right answer? Or maybe the answer is to say, you know, people make mistakes. Let's try to solve this together. The little girl was contrite. She knew what she did, and she was sorry. She made a mistake. And she was grateful that the teacher didn't scold her or send her into the corner or reprimand her or punish her. And so she said, no, teacher, I'm not going to dance anymore today. Maybe tomorrow, like I said before. And the classmates, they were taught a lesson that they too shouldn't laugh or scold the little girl for making a mistake. They were shown an example of inclusion, of compassionate love, of understanding, and definitely of forgiveness. And so in this way, the teacher emulated Jesus Christ, was an example of Jesus to the students. You know, little children are very much influenced by their parents, by their uncles and aunts, by adults around them. Their worldview is molded by that. You might think, well, what if a little child is raised in a family that always mocks other people, laughs at other people, says negative remarks about other people, holds other people up to criticism, and constantly harps on their faults? Is it likely? I would suggest it is. that that little child will grow up with the same mentality, the same philosophy. But what if a little child is raised up in accepting society, accepting parents who understand, who talk and display and act out love and understanding, who talk nicely about other people, who look at the bright side of things, who accept the faults of others but look at the strengths instead of the weaknesses, and who in every opportunity get out of their way to show inclusion and acceptance and forgiveness, it's more than likely that that child also will grow up with the same attitudes as those parents. And so, not only parents, but grandparents as well, have the opportunity to display to their children and to their grandchildren an attitude that is reflected in Jesus Christ. And as Christians, we're called to do that. Now, maybe a person has a family that's critical and mocking of others and highly intolerant of the behavior of others. Maybe the grandparent can show a different attitude, one that's opposite to that, one that doesn't mock other people, one that doesn't laugh at other people, one that doesn't hold other people up for criticism, one that doesn't constantly harp on the faults of others. And maybe the child will at least be given the choice between the one set of values and the other set of values. I'm reminded of my own family and childhood and how much my mother and father displayed that. My father was a tolerant person, and my mother was a religious person. My father showed tolerance and understanding toward others in a very professional way because he was a professional acting person. Well, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer, but a successful business person. My mother was a Christian person. My father was Christian too, but my mother was one who didn't want to say this person should be laughed at or mocked or criticized or held up for ridicule or punished, but accepted because she had walked in many of those ways herself, and she understood that she had made mistakes. My father, too, had made mistakes, and I learned that from them, and I grew up in an environment that taught me to grow. I wasn't always that way, but to grow into that example that I learned from them. And so in this podcast, I'd like to close by encouraging parents and grandparents to understand their role as examples of these philosophies, religious convictions, and attitudes, and so that their children and grandchildren can emulate them as well. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. If you have opportunity to like this on your program, then please give it a like. And if you can share it with others through Twitter or otherwise, please do. Thank you very much for listening. And this is Pastor Fred. You've been listening to Perspectives on the Bible.